image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. So much what you are doing in the way of penance or in serving or seeking to please God in what you do, righteousness is wrought through faith. The Bible says that Abraham believed God and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Come on, this will free you up. This will free up your mind when you begin to understand it's not by works of righteousness, but by faith alone. When you start to just believe God, there's a whole nother reality, and in that reality is a rest, a cessation from anxiety and fear, because you're not looking at detailed things in this earth realm, you're looking at the God of the details. You're not looking at what's happening, you're looking at the one that's making things happen. You're not hoping and praying this day or that day, you're looking at the God that's in control of every day. The God with whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. God is not uncertain about anything. God doesn't think to know. Woo. This is the God we serve. And the closer we come or walk to him, the more certain we are about faith. And see, with believing comes joy. A whole lot of people in this day and time can use some joy. Amen. Some joy, because they're looking at and being influenced by joy stealers. But we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we find joy in believing. There's some things you need to let go of and let God handle it. Amen. Stop looking at how big your problem is and look at the bigness of your God. Amen. Stop looking at the giants and look at the giant killer. Extraordinary times. Tell somebody again, don't you wait for a crisis. You wait for the crisis to come, you'll be in trouble. Talking about, I tried it and it didn't work. Well, you tried it. Give me John chapter 16, verse 33. John chapter 16, 33. The reality is that Jesus said, before his coming, that there would be times of trouble. John 16, 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me, someone say, in him, you might have peace. All right? Now, in him we have peace. This is so important. And ultimately, this whole message on kingdom faith is going to lead us to faith rest. We enter into his rest where we cease striving. And we know. What is it? Psalm 48:10. I think it's 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. Amen. When you take that time to be still, and it doesn't mean just. No, it means be still in your mind. Arrest those thoughts. Those little nagging worries. Concerns that you have no control over. You have no control over people. Control yourself. Let God take care of them. Amen. I said you have no control over that. You have control over you. As long as you see, the greater one is inside of you. Let him govern you. And out of you shall flow that river of living water that will start to influence what's going on around you. That's how we have dominion. Dominion is not controlling somebody else. That's witchcraft. That's what people are trying to do today. Trying to control you with fear, with despair, with oppression. That's not true dominion. Dominion is influence. Walking in such a dimension of peace that you influence others around you. soldiers came to get Jesus somewhere he was ministering. I mean, they sent soldiers. Read it. They sent soldiers, a band of soldiers, spears, swords, helmets, breastplates. They came marching in there to get him. And when they heard him talking, I'd like to use my imagination with this, because these are Roman soldiers. The leader takes his helmet off, lays his spear up against the wall. Hey, let's get a seat back here. We'll just wait till the message is over. Then we'll get him. And they're sitting there. But the word that was flowing out of him arrested that murderous spirit that came for him. They went back to their leaders and said, listen, never a man spake like this here before. Now what sense does that make? They went to take him, and he took them. See, greater is he that is in you, but he that is in you has to be ruling you. Otherwise, you're in trouble. He said one time to his disciples, the prince of this world cometh, Satan is coming, but he had nothing in me. I won't be saying much to you all, because y'all still carnal. As we said to the disciples, y'all still carnal. He told Peter, he said, Satan has demanded to have you, Pete. He gonna get you. He said, but I prayed for you. That your faith, what? That your faith, everything else about you, Peter, gonna fail. But that your faith failed not. And he said, when you get converted, you go back and strengthen your brethren. Just about cheer up. Did I read John 16:33 yet? Okay, there. Tell somebody there's no avoiding some troubles. But be of good cheer. Get it up there from John 16:33. These things that I've spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have trouble. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. Jesus has already made a way for us. Listen, Jesus has already made a way for you. I said on Sunday, what we must understand in this hour is that the wrath of God is not appointed to the church. What we're seeing in the world, see, there's a division. God has separated and made a difference between who is his and who is not his. Yes, he has. He has severed. The wrath of God was poured out on Jesus on Calvary. Come on, this is the finished work. The wrath, God's wrath, all his anger. Jesus went so far as to say, my Father, why hast thou forsaken me? But all the wrath that God had for all of us as we were living in sin was poured out on Jesus. So that now that we are in Christ, we are under the blood. The blood was shed. The sacrifice was made. No more wrath for us. What kind of bridegroom would beat his wife or his bride-to-be? What kind of bridegroom would come angry at his bride? We are the body of Christ. We are the bride of Christ. We're looking forward to the marriage feast. Amen. We're looking to spend those 7 days in the secret chamber with him. If you look at the actual Jewish traditional wedding, you'll find it in the scriptures. It's like the five wise virgins and the five foolish. Representing the church, they had to go out to meet the bridegroom. And that's part of the tradition. And the church will go out to meet the bridegroom, but you got to have enough oil in your lamp Amen. In other words, you can't be trying to work on faith when he comes. Well, I know I've been doubting, Lord. I hadn't been faithful, hadn't been giving, hadn't been attending, just been out there, Lord. But so I'm gonna try to get. No, you'll be like the five foolish. And say, give us oil for our lamp. No, we don't have enough for you too. And so, because see, it's going to come a time where in the midnight hour, they heralded the bridegroom has come. And you got to be ready, amen, to meet the bridegroom, amen? Tell somebody, cheer up. Jesus has overcome the world. In overcoming the world, he has made a way for you and me. Yes, he has. In your particular situation, God has a way made already. Amen. But to enter into that door, the key is your faith. Amen. The key that opens the door is your faith, and the decision to move in faith is going to open that realm. So, we know the world hasn't changed a whole lot. It's just gotten darker and more wicked. It takes faith to overcome sickness, poverty, lack, even destructive habits that you might have. It takes faith to overcome. Give me Mark chapter 4, verse 16. It says, and these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Now look here. Jesus said, in the world there'll be times where you'll have some trouble. Yeah. All right? We must be able to perceive and see trouble from a heavenly perspective. Amen. You know, as long as the heir, we're all heirs, right? Galatians 4 says, as long as the heir is a child, he differs nothing from a servant. But as heirs, we must mature so that we can receive inheritance in this life. So really, really trouble, I call it the buffeting. You know, when the enemy is allowed to buffet you, it's not to destroy you. Now, he might try to make you think he's going to destroy you. He's a liar. If God allows anything, it's to perfect you. You know, when you wash a car and you wax it, you know, if you really want to bring the shine out, you buffet it. Right? I didn't say buffet. I said you buffet. Is it a buffet? No, not the buffet. The buffet. You get it on there, it brings out the shine, the deep shine.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.